Then we might as well take you out of there. Amen. Anybody here been in Israel? Anybody? Come on. Hey, you're going to have to go and see the tomb of the Lord. You're going to have to see Jordan River. And you sure have to see the Dead Sea. That means if you don't know how to swim, jump there. You'll be fine. They take babies there to baptize, and boy, the babies love it. They don't drown. They know how to swim when they finish. So it is a blessing, you know, to be from Israel. God chose me to be Israeli somehow, be born there. My family, as you see, my last name is Abrishamian. Abrishamian, anybody knows Persian language, is a Persian kind of Jewish name. They were from Persia. They went to Israel after the independence, and Sephora was born. Why? Now I tell you why. God bless you. The reason I asked God, how come Nadia? And he said, Sephora, I blessed Abraham, but I also told Abraham, what? I make you a blessing, right? That's the key. God makes us a blessing. I bless them that bless you, and I curse them that curse you. You had a mission out of the country of Israel. You had a mission to America. Now my books have gone out as well to other countries. And I took you to be a blessing to America, that America may bless who? Israel. Most of our tourists is American tourists. They go places. I have not been to most of them. And I encourage them. Remember the tomb. Conviction is the biggest thing that a man can have. As I preach the gospel, don't leave till I'm finished, please. I might preach 3 hours. We will see. But when I try my best, you know, with my English. Hallelujah. So when you under conviction, you hear only one, and it is God. That's why God called me here. I can't go through everything unless we run into a revival. And I know it has to be the hand of God. When God called me to America, I'm going to give you a testimony. My grandmother, and then get into America. I knew that I was not just here to be a hairdresser. I knew there was something within that hairdressing. And it was, from now on, you beautify the soul of men. Follow me, and I'll make you a fisher of men. And my Lord and my God, how am I going to preach? Me? With my limitation. Don't you ever limit God. Amen? He can do the things that you cannot do. I can do all things through Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, who strengthens me. If you are weak, let the weak say, I am strong. If you are sick, let the sick say, I am healed. If you're American and don't know Hebrew, go to Hebrew school. No. God still can equip you with somebody being with you, or you just open the Bible and read Hebrew. God can do the thing. I told the Lord, I said, how in the world do I, me, go to America? Come on, Lord, I really know how to do hair. You know what the Lord said? Don't you ever forget that. Sephora, not I, but he that liveth in me. The works that I do, Jesus said, you are going to do greater. Why? Because Jesus departed and gave the Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKodesh, and the gifts to the disciples. And he said one more thing about his grace. Number one, you do what you can. Have you done what you could for the Lord? Have you walked the miles he told you to walk, and then he will carry you? He says, Sephora, my child, the word I'm going to be preaching on, that's the call of God to America, to come back to first love. If he doesn't hit you, give it to the neighbor there. If he hits you, do it. He said to me, my grace is the greatest thing I have given to mankind. My grace is sufficient. When my grace gets mingled with a little Sephora or a little Johnny or a little Andrew, is going to cover. Who called Moses to go forward and do a job? God did. But his grace was sufficient. Read Psalm 136. Nobody could have stopped Pharaoh and all that was there but the hand of God. Nobody could have fed them for 40 years in the wilderness and make a nation called Israel, which I am one of them, but the hand of God. No one ever loved you like Jesus loves you. Amen. No one ever cares like Jesus cares. Many, many years ago, my grandmother told me of Mashiach. I was very small. And she said to me, you must know Mashiach. I began to talk. And you know, the funny thing is that I was a very noisy child. And I'm still noisy because I want to know what the Bible says. I got to get it somehow to give it to you. I would go there and do noisy stuff and the things that mother didn't like. And boy, I sure will get a beating. I come back to who? My grandmother. I don't know about Mashiach. I heard about him. And grandmother will open the Bible always to me and read the Bible, Old Testament. Don't ever correct a child by much beating. They get worse. They rebel more. But read the Word of God. The rod of the Spirit, the gentleness of Christ that makes them great. And she would tell me, but the Bible says you must honor your father and mother. You must not lie. I lied. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't lie anymore. I lied. We all lied, huh, when we were small? I lied. I stole. And she went on and on and on. And eventually I come to grandmother. God said, God is love. The gentleness of Christ makes us great, you know. And I said, Grandma, what is about you? When you see something good in somebody, you must ask them, what is that about you? I said, what is about you, Grandma, that you never beat me up? I was 6, 7, and Grandma said, his name is Yeshua HaMashiach. Mashiach has come, and Grandma knows Mashiach. That entered into my spirit. I went on back and forth, and one day I came. I said, Grandma, I really am tired of being beat up by Mama. What am I going to do? She said, child, you need to know Mashiach. She said that again. Grandma got very, very sick, and unfortunately, you know the rest. If anybody wept on that tomb, it was me. I wanted to go with Grandma, and a hand held me. And I remember a mother was there and said, what did Grandma say to you? I said, Grandma said, I see you again up there with Mashiach. I want to be with Grandma. And I wept. And that's when I remember I tell people, when you talk about Jesus, be like Jesus. Amen. God is a God of love. God is a good God. He doesn't beat you up to make you like him. He leads you. He blesses you. He loves you. He has mercy on you. No one ever cared for you like him. It doesn't matter what people say. It matters what he said on the cross. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. He never gets old what he did on the cross. The blood of Yeshua HaMashiach is there, is on the doorpost of Israel, is on the post of America, is on the post of London, crying out, come, come, come. That's why we need to pray for nations. Amen. By that I knew what I was going to do because I want to be with grandma. And that's when I prayed. I prayed salvation prayer. The hand of God moved in my life. I never was the same. When I went home, I don't want to eat. I hate to eat in the, you know, in those places. I don't like funeral. Do you, brother? I knew like it. I like life. I like resurrection. And he is resurrection. And he is life. That's when I went and took the Torah into my hand. We were not supposed to touch that without washing our hands and doing many things, you know, Hebrew thing. In a minute, you see me, if you see me walking on the streets, everywhere I carry my Bible with me. And I want many people at Walmart, because they kept following me around, seeing what I'm doing. And I said, I'm a preacher. Oh, lady, and I went on one black man. Boy, he was dying. It was a problem. He said, I got to get saved. I'm going to hell. What is about the Bible? Conviction. This Bible has conviction. When I took that Bible, I understood there was something in it. I don't want to get into the thing because if I go, it will be many hours. Eventually, I came to America. When I came to America and I became a beautician, that's when everything began. With my customers talking to me about Jesus, talking to me other things. And when I talked about grandma, I said, you know, how in the world are you not going to lie? How in the world? But I remembered what Paul said, the things that I want to do. You know, Paul also grew. He didn't just grow to be what he was. Hallelujah. No, it's a walk of obedience. It's a walk of love. It's a walk of sacrificing something. It means me. Me. To sacrifice the wants of the flesh. The flesh is me, me, me. But the Spirit of God, no more me, but Christ. Yeshua HaMashiach, that is in me. Amen. I came before the Lord as I took my Bible. And the Lord began to teach me love. You know, the grace, and I am going to speak because my letter is the call of God to America to come back to first love. When you beat up a child too much, you lose them. But when you take their hand in kindness and goodness and love and grace, they will listen to you. That's America today. That's why I have compassion on America. I tell them how much God loves them. Brother, in the book, I read a book on that, God Seeds of Love for America. Gave to brother, you all will have copies. I said, what is it, Father? What is it that you want to teach me? He said, I am love. The greatest of all is love. And according to 1 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given you a spirit of fear. There is somebody who does, and I sure don't like him. You know, but one of what? Power. And one of what? Love. And one of what? Of a sound mind. If you struggle, my friend, don't go to try to solve your problem. Listen to the sermon. And he said, my friend Sephora, when I called my men and woman in the very beginning, Adam and Eve, what did I say to them? He didn't say go to work. He didn't say go to give. He didn't say go to receive. The word that God said, thou shalt worship the Lord, and him shall thou serve. Amen. And he told Adam and Eve, he said, in the cool of the day, I want you to spend time with me in worship. The word worship today is not taught as it should be. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and them thou shalt serve him. He said, the greatest word, as I have said so many scriptures, God said, 1 John 4:16, for we have known and believe the love that God has to us. God is love. Amen. He that dwelleth in love, agape. Agape love. There are many loves which is upon the earth, but there is only one earthly love. He that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God. and God in him. He said the problem is this, that people today do not arise to worship me. They do other thing, but they do not. I'm not saying everybody, you know. And my teaching to you, especially to America, of course, now, it is, I demand of my people to respect me because I am God. But I'm going to tell you something you never forget. Not only he is God, he is Daddy God. He's our protector. He's our refuge. His very present help in the time of problem, in the time of trouble. He's the one that knows you like no one else knows you. No one ever loves you like he does. The problem that you may have today, nobody may even understand why, and you sure don't want to talk about it sometimes, is between you and God. It's going to be in the frame of grace and mercy. Anybody got it? Oh, you don't know Hebrew. Let's go to Jerusalem. Oh, give thanks or worship before anything happen unto the Lord, for he is good. For he, listen, his mercy endures forever. He said, when Adam and Eve, we don't want to get into that, that day I say Adam and Eve did not worship God. They went to the garden. When you arise early in the morning, you need to get ready to understand a selfish love from you to him. If he got me out of hell, he gave a grace. I sure don't want to go the other way. That's, you know, we had enough of that. When you remember the price that Jesus paid for you, when you remember what he went through, he said that he could have come down from Calvary. But what does Hebrews say? For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, sat down at the right hand of God, our Father. Amen. For the joy, because he loved you and me, because he had a great price to pay for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. How could a Hebrew girl, all Hebrew, very Hebrew, come out of Israel and preach to America? Because of the Christ of him is called the blood of Jesus. Yeshua HaMashiach didn't ask you to do anything for him. He gave himself. America, God loves you. I don't know if any of you, there is two kind of backsliding. Whether you allow people to hurt you, and I'm going to go into love. Whether you allow people to hurt you or you hurt them because you put your trust in them. If there is anybody here that got hurt and is gotten colder toward the Lord, if anybody here that did hurt, I don't know you. He said nothing to me. But go to your room. I see you Sunday. I don't know you all. I don't. I know her a little bit. She's good. That's a good family. You are blessed. Amen. God knows everything. The thing that we have in our lives, whether we got cold against God and be, maybe blame him even, huh? Maybe somebody hurt your family. Listen, let me tell you today. Today is the day that God is talking to you. I am so sorry you got hurt. I am so sorry that you did hurt. Get off of the sin. Get off of all of the past. Let us come back to me because I love you. He loves you. He loves you with all of his heart. He gave you everything. He was mocked. He was rejected. And we know the rest of the cross. No one ever loved you then like he loved you. No one ever cared when he saw the flame of hell and said, "No, daughter Zipporah, I don't want you there. No matter what, I am going to pay the price for John and Andrew and Helen and anybody." Today is the day of renovation. Well, what's God saying more? Remember Adam and Eve. Remember to repent. As I say, I don't know a thing about you all. Remember to repent and say, "God, I did me wrong. Because I did not come to your presence early in the morning. You say, early will I seek thee to seek what from God? The agape love that no one has the measure. When God loves you in the morning, I'm talking about also not just backsliding, other hurt that comes to you. Amen? So you can get ready for rapture. The thing is here that when we come before him and we stand there worshiping God, what is it that is being communicated between him and us? Is that love? Is that love? When love flows to you, God flows to you. When love is there, strength is there. When love is there, health is there. And when you receive that love, what does the word of God again says? Love the Lord thy God with all of your heart. And do what? Love thy neighbor as thyself. Right there I'm talking about. When you worship him, I don't know who else I'm talking to. Some of you, you have gotten hurt. When you worship him early in the morning, you don't have to run to others for love, for acceptance, for money, for anything, direction, whatever it is. But your love is sufficient to know your needs are met, and you go to people to love them. Huh? Amen? In loving them, you will be loved. Now, what happens if somebody doesn't love me? The flow is running. The blood is running. When you go to people, when you are a minister, when you go to people to love them, that's when the ministry begins. That's when God begins to use you as a minister, if you have a ministry. Remember your fellowship with the Lord. Remember your worship with God, America. And remember that when God says, "Son, but what have I done to you? Why don't you go to church? Why aren't you serving me? Why aren't you singing again? Where is that happiness? Where is that joy?" Because thank you, Jesus. Only the joy of the Lord is your strength. Where is that healing? By the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. Where is the sound mind? For God has not given, that's for some of you, for young people. For God, all of you young people. Don't worry, we all go through it. For God has not given me, you, me, a spirit of what? But what? Love. Sound mind. The Lord just impressed on me to tell you, do you remember when you got saved? You couldn't wait to get up and go and talk to God. Isn't that the truth? You couldn't wait to go to the synagogue, messianic, church. We all are one. Is one spirit, and get with God and love everybody. But when you went there to put your trust in them to love you, that's when the fall came. Again, nobody can love you like him. I love you, America. I can go on and on and on. But remember, repent. Repent. I apologize to you if somebody hurt you. You don't have to be hurt. I get in that car, I call it my donkey. You don't know how many times I've been crucified. Criticized? Okay. That's a better English. So, criticized. Ah. Because it's a bad donkey. It goes to for a season and start screaming, I need tires. I need. And people is like, where is your money? They don't listen. The greatest expensive thing in this world is evangelistic work. You don't know what some of you do, what we go through. Car is nothing. We have many, many things. But there has not been one time that when God said, okay, don't worry about them laughing at you. What do you need? That's why I say, I need a new engine. New engine, $2,000. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money at West. That's a lot. They don't have a lot. Every time I ask him, something came. Where are you? Do you need a heart? Do you need a new heart? Have you backslided? Are you angry? God loves you, America. I love you. I know Israel loves you. We are parole. Love him. Early morning. Go to him in the morning. Now, you say, I work in the morning. Then your morning changes. The morning of your day. Go to him. Say, God, I'm so sorry. I have sinned against you. I let people hurt me. Or I have sinned against you. I have hurt people. And I didn't have to do that. They both goes into rapture. To get love, to love, to get love, to love. Not to get hurt and not hurt. I'm sorry, God. When we humble ourselves before Yeshua HaMashiach, he comes nigh. To blame? No. Huh? He does not condemn you. God is not a condemner. God is not an accuser. God does not reject you. God cares. He is Daddy God. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I want to pray with you all, just a little prayer, and then I will talk about Israel. Is that okay? Hallelujah. You gotta see Israel. Let's pray together. It's the simple prayer. Father God, we come to you, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. We love you, Father. We ask you to forgive us if we have sinned against you, if we have rejected anyone, or we took rejection, even if there is backsliding in our lives, or lukewarmness, anger, retaliation. Father God, we return to you with all of our hearts. Forgive us, Lord, for our sins. We truly believe Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, he is Lord. We will walk with you in the garden. We will pay our vows. We will serve you. And we will walk in mercy. In Yeshua's name, Jesus, amen and amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Lord is good. Second part of my book, as you know, brother, second part goes a little further. I speak about Israel, and people ask me, what can we do for the nation of Israel? We're talking about rapture. Rapture is coming. We all know that. But Yeshua HaMashiach said, Jesus said, When the fig tree blossom, look up, the redemption draweth nigh. Who is the fig tree? Israel, the nation of Israel. Of course, Israel in the Middle East, where I was born, and also Jewish people of the world. We focus, I am trying to see, this is what we are talking about today. Let's come back to the, but also there is one more thing that is pushing toward rapture. Rapture got to come so we can go. The Lord said, tell my people, come a little closer and remember the Jewish people. Remember that God said to Abraham, hey, buddy, I'm going to bless you, but I'm going to make you a blessing. When I bless through you and they bless you back, what do I do? Bless. Of course, we know the rest of it. If they curse, I will curse them too. The greater blessing that you can be to Israel today is pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for Israel. Pray for redemption of souls. They shall prosper. They'll love thee again when you love their soul to come to know the Messiah. God has called Israel now. I've been to Israel again. They're kind of like that. They're getting there. A redemption is going to come through them when they come back to the Messiah. They have to know him for the whole thing to open up. And the other thing, what I say, I always talk about prayer and what prayer tells you. That's between you and Father God. When I pray sometime, I'm sitting in my car. God tells me, get out of your car and go to that homeless man and give him $50. I said, are you sure? He said, no. What am I saying to you? Why would God does that to us? It is that God wants to take. No. Do you remember Prophet Elijah, at the time of drought, there is nothing there. Okay, nothing. Meaning no water, no meat, raven left. Hey, we're going to die here. What did God put on his heart to do? Go to the widow of Zarephath and say, feed me. God makes a covenant. Pray for a revival for me. I have so much to tell. God makes, only if God allows, no pressure. He makes covenant. I'm going to preach. Hallelujah. That's a Hebrew. We want to make sure. God does what? Make a covenant. Now again, I say it's between you and God. I am not telling you this. When, about Israel, when Elijah goes there, he says, you are insane. I have a little bit of barley. I have a little bit of oil. We're going to eat with my son. We're going to die. He said, not so. Make a covenant with me. Brother Copeland gets into it. When you pay your tithe and offering, I apologize, you're not giving your tithe and offering to the brother. These are spiritual things. It goes right to the Lord. When you get out of here, you are blessed. When you give to the poor, Psalm 112, Psalm 41, read it. It says, even to 7 generations, your people are healed and delivered. When you give to the anointed, it says the blessing of the anointed, healing anointed, is going to come on you. And when you give to the prophet, what the reward of the prophet is coming on you. That's what happened with the woman of Zarephath. What happened? The oil never ran out. The barley never ran out. Amen. And after 7 years passed or whatever, what happened? The son dies and the son is resurrected. That's what I'm trying to say to you. When you give to Israel, I'm telling you, every bondage breaks. You give what God tells you to give. You might give a dollar. You might give 1,000. He knows. But when we make a covenant with God in blessing the nation of Israel, which today is under pressure, we will see the blessing of God. Amen. God loves you. He sure loves you. Get closer. Love him back. remember his covenant, and always arise early to worship him, to love him, and you commune with him. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, for the word that you gave me. Father God, we humble ourselves to worship thee. We belittle ourselves to honor thee, my Lord, as one and only Messiah, our Yeshua HaMashiach, Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, and Abba, our Father, that we might come to the understanding of thy hand of protection, of thy grace, of thy blood, and thy love to go forth and portray Jesus in loving others. You love us, you care for us, and I thank you for the healing of the nation of America, and especially this church today. Thank you for healing them. Thank you for blessing them. Thank you, Father God, that the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in his hands. We love you, Lord. We thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Elohim. In Yeshua's name, Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.